Welcome to Stepping Out of Babylon, produced by Sue Supriano. Babylon is everywhere. It's the isms and schisms both in the system and within ourselves. Let's unify, stand aligned, and step out of Babylon. Hi, everybody. My name's Sue Supriano, and today we're going to be hearing from a woman who is calling herself Marie. That's not her real name, because these are scary times in the United States, scary for many of us. And Marie is from Iraq, and it seemed to me that we haven't been hearing voices of Iraqi people, certainly women. So I'm very happy to connect with Marie here. She lives in Northern California. She's been in the United States since 1974. And I want to let the audience know, Marie, that you're not Muslim, you're Catholic. That's very interesting right off the bat. So we are now, I'm going to say we are, what's the date? The 18th of March. And we are in a period where President-elect Bush has just given Saddam Hussein and his sons 48 hours to get out, or the United States is going to start bombing. Of course, they're always bombing. So start is not really the right word. I guess up the bombing, and with even bigger bombs. And that must be just incredibly, I mean, it's bad enough for us here to think about doing such a thing. It must be incredible for you. I have some relatives in Iraq.
Yes, I have a relative in Baghdad and Mosul, north of Iraq. And my old aunt, she's 85 years old. She's in Mosul city, and with two grandsons and her daughter. And we have lots of cousins there, mm-hmm. Lots of cousins. Yeah.
Are you in touch with them?
Yes, we send them money, support them, because now the economy is very, bad in Baghdad. And every person in the family, they send them money. Yeah, yes.
When were you most recently back in Iraq?
98, the last time. 95 after Gulf War. Also, I was in north of Iraq. I can go to north of Iraq. I can't go to the south because United States, they control north. We came from the Turkey side. The Iraqi government, they don't recognize that entering the country is illegal. In Kurdish, taking everything from the Christian there, the town, the water, and there's no Iraqi government there to protect them. We have English colony, 1945. The Kurdish, they need some right, like some street, clinic, because there was no street in north of Iraq, only for the English when they go vacation in the mountain. And they don't want to give them anything, because English, they are taking all the oil, all the everything. Iraqi, we don't have nothing there. No school, no hospital, only in the middle of Baghdad, that's it. No electricity, nothing. And that time when Barzani, Kurdish leader, he asked for some right, street, because Kurdish or somebody sick there, they have to go hour and hour and donkey. He died, the man, till when they go to the big city. And the English, they don't want to give him anything. They give weapon to the Christian Assyrian, because there wasn't their army, because we have a base there. Tell them, kick him out. And the Christian, they kick him out.
The Christians kicked out the British.
Christian in the north, because Kurdish was north, not in the south. They give him weapon and food. I remember my uncle, he said, they told us, stay in the border, maybe they're going to come back. Till the Russia. They drop them till the Russia they go. And they stay there till 19, when we have revolution, 58. And the general he call anyone he ran away from King or English come back, and they came back.
Well, what I was interested in hearing you talk about, Marie, was what you just said very clearly about the United States switches around, plays around with whoever's the minority to make
trouble. Yeah. Oh, yes, yes. All the time they use the minority, especially Kurdish. Yeah, the United States, they use minority all the time to make trouble for people, for the government, if that government is not agree with the United States. Kurdish is too far from the government. They hurt the Christian in the north, you know. And the Christian, they, 1995 I was there, they go to the United Nations, the border, they say, look what they are doing to us. And the supposed to United Nation, they call it, but it is not United Nation, it is United States. But they are suffering our people. You believe in my father town, they can make wedding. The Kurdish, they don't love them. They have to go down like our drive to the little bit big city, they call it Duhok, to do the wedding there. Because they can't do it in their town. And Barzani, he's bringing Kurdish from Iran, Kurdish Iranian, put in Christian town, and the Christian leaving. They can't. There's no government to protect them there. No government. I was there. They was crying. They say, look, they are taking our land, our chicken, our cow, and we don't have nothing to live. And they're leaving. They're leaving.
Yeah. Are there many Christians in Iraq?
Oh, if you want me to go back to 1960, it was almost 3.5 million. Mm-hmm. Most of them, it was north of Iraq. But when we have a revolution in 1958, when the Kurds, they came from Russia, 2 million, they straight they go to the north because they was kicked out 1945 by English. English, they give weapon to the Christian Assyrian to kick out the Kurdish from north. They kick him out. One of them, it was my father, my uncle, my family. They kick him out to Russia. And when we have revolution, 1958, the General Abdel Karim Qasim, he called for anyone he was kicked out by the king, come back to the country. And the Kurdish, they came like, I think, 2.5 million. They came from Russia in train. Straight, they go to the north again. From that time, Israel and United States, they would give them weapon. It was still give them weapon. I don't know how many, $60 million give them weapon. And they was terrorized. The Christian, the town, the church. They was coming with American machine gun in the church, shooting everybody. And the Christian, they left from the north to the south. Who protects them? This Saddam Hussein's government, they protect them. And it was killed 60,000 Iraqi army there to fight those Kurdish because they was terrorized everybody. Until when 1973, Saddam Hussein, he make agreement with Shah. He told him, don't play dog for CIA. Please, let's stop this war, you know, going on. It was terrible, terrible. And Shah, he agreed with Iraq to stop, because the weapon was coming to Iran, from Iran going to north of Iraq.
Now, these were weapons from the United States
going
to Israel, going to the Kurds.
The Kurds, yes, yes. And
who were then oppressing the Christians?
They was pressing Christian. Supposed to they have to press the government, but the government is too far. You know, and the Christian, they were leaving. You know, every town, Christian leaving, Kurdish take over, you know.
So they were wanting land and...
Not land, just they are strong, they are powerful, and the Christian, they come, they kill everybody and take everything from Christian. And when they make agreement, 73, Saddam, he make with Shah. And Shah, he stopped to give weapon to the north. And Saddam Hussein, he give peace for the people that was fighting. He said, okay, come on. Some of them, they ran away. Some of them, they came. They throw their weapon. No more war. And Saddam, government, Saddam's government, he came, he sat with the Kurdish leader. He told him, okay, now what you want, we're going to do for you. Why this terrorize, you know, going on? It was 60,000 Iraqi army killing, you know. And they need,
wait a minute. So the Iraqi army was killing. I just want to make sure I get this right.
Kurdish, they kill Iraqi army because Iraqi army was going there to stop this terrorize, you know. And that time, Iraqi army, there was no training in the north. It's a mountain, very hard. And they was killing. Kurdish, they was killing Iraqi army. And when he meet Saddam Hussein's government, tell him, okay, for Kurdish, what you want, we do for you. And they clean the border from the tree. They clean it. They move couple town inside, the one they was bringing weapon from the border. And they put army there because they want to stop the weapon coming from there. And they fix the north. They open, they did good hospital there, school, TV their language, school their language, and they give them every right. I was 86 there. It was vote for the mayor in every town. It was vote. And really, I was mad because they give them too much. Because the Christian children, they speak Aramaic and Arabic, and they start speaking Kurdish. This is not our language. And I was mad. I said, this is not right. They give them too much, and our children here, they're going to forget our language, Aramaic language. You know, it's the first language. And everything was nice, freeway fixed, vacation, because it's a vacation area there. Beautiful, beautiful mountain. The government, he fixed so beautiful there, and they did some town, they don't have water. They dig water, they put every town electricity and school free and money every month, each child money. Yes, yeah, they bring good system, you know. Till Gulf War, when it started Gulf War, United States, they told them a price. And the Kurdish, we're going to give you democracy. They have democracy better than now. And they start a price, the Kurdish, against the government. And the Christian and the Arab, the one they was there, they ran away to the south because some of them, they was killed. Army, they killed. The Kurdish, they killed them. Christian, they left. Some of my cousin, they left to the mountain with them, you know. And now it's controlled by United States. And I told for my cousin, why you run away with Kurdish? Our town, they run away with Kurdish. They die seven. Seven people, they die. It was rain 7 days, no food, no raincoat. It was terrible. And when I go back, 95 there, I ask them, why you ran away with them? They say, American officer, they came here, they told us, Saddam, he's going to come poison you. And everybody's scared. They're going to run away to the mountain with Kurdish. And remember, when we was see the Kurdish, they are run away in the mountain, you know, and they was shown in American TV, look what he's doing, Saddam. This is, I say, okay, when you came back, the Iraqi government, they came here, they say, yeah, they came, they take the weapon from the Kurdish, because they was terrorize everybody. I said, they don't bother. He said, no. That's it. And from that time till now, from Gulf War till now, our people is suffering from Kurdish. United States support the Kurdish. They put station radio, $7 million there in north to talk against Saddam, against Iraqi government and everything. TV and radio, north of Iraq. And they are destroying everything. They are destroying everything. And they are on the border. Kurdish, they are on the border in Zaho, selling oil for everybody. Yes. We fill our car, me and my brother, from Kurdish man, he's standing, he has tank, he go to Inzala, Mosul, he bring the oil, he stand there, he sell the oil, but for Christian, nothing.
When you say for Christians nothing, you mean that they're, you didn't get support of the government.
Supposed to the Kurdish, they are taking.
And, you, and, this, and the Kurds are supported by the United States.
By United States. You know, the Turkish truck, they are going from Turkey to the Mosul, take oil. And when they come past in the border, the Kurdish, they take like a bribe from them. A lot of money they are taking from them. Supposed to share it for the Christian there too. They are not sharing. It's only for themselves. But also, some Kurdish, they are suffering. They don't want their leader there because they are, for themselves, build palace. They are building palace like football field, like that. Some Kurdish, I hear them, they say, we don't want him here. We need Iraqi government come here to control what they are doing here. Some Kurdish, they run away also. They are in Athens and Turkey and all in Europe, they are run away because they don't get nothing from only those leader and the one behind them. Mm-hmm. And we see palace built in Greek and Italy, all for those Kurdish leader over there. From this money in the border, they are taking money. Bribe from Turkey, they are taking. Yeah.
So it's like a lot of places, like the corruption and the ruling class.
Oh, yes, corruption, yeah. Most the Kurdish, the poor there, they say, we don't need those Kurdish here. We need Iraqi government come back here like before, you know. They say our pocket was full of money. Now we don't have nothing, nothing, yeah. And the same Christian, they are suffering from United States policy. This is bad policy. Yeah.
Were you able to go to Baghdad or other parts of the country when you were last there, Marie?
No, because I came from the Turkish border. They stopped in my passport. The Kurdish, they stopped in my passport stamp. Mm-hmm. And Iraqi government, they don't recognize that. When somebody come illegal here, but only way, because I am American passport, I can go from Baghdad to the north. I'm scared, you know. I don't take that chance. Me and my brother, we came from the north. There is in the border, Turkish and Kurdish. Mm-hmm. And only me, I was stopping in the border too, because I was American passport. Yes. Yeah.
It must be really weird to be living in the United States. You were telling me before we started recording here that you were felt in terms of your own personal life, things had been going well in the United States.
Yes, yeah, very good. Nothing, yeah. I raise my children here. It's good country. It's a great country, great people. But the policy of the United States is very, very bad for. It's not fair. Not fair. You know why we are the Assyrian people. We are the older people in the world. We create the law. We create the everything there. Why we are suffering? Because United States policy. Yes. And you know, and when they talk about Saddam, now 22 countries in Middle East, there is no Christian in the government there. We have 4 secretary in Iraqi government, Christian. And we have 7% women in the parliament. And there is women free. And if you deserve this job, whatever you are, Jewish, Christian, Muslim, this is for you. You know, there are more rights for women. And free education, free book, free college. And they fixed the country. Before it was miserable. When they are saying Saddam Hussein, he's built palace, is not true. Because when we have an English colony, we don't have any government houses. And when we have revolution from 1958 till 1973, it was coup every 3 months by United States. Oh, my goodness. They bring government like 3 months, 6 months, and they take all the money from oil and put them in Europe and United States. They change the government again. From 1960... till 1968, maybe we have, I don't know how many coups. I don't know. And we was squeezed in the house like 1 week. They are killing each other outside. And we listen to the radio. We want to see which one you're going to win to say, okay, now it's finished, go out. Till this government, Saddam, he was the old man, Becker, this bad government, they came to the power in 1968, July. And when they came, also United States, they bring him to this government, this bad, Saddam Hussein and Becker. United States, they bring him like, usually like the other, you know, 6 months, we take him off, we kill them. We give gun for the other to kill this, because the country, if it's every 6 month government, no stable. Anyways, people run away, move the country. They don't know where they're going to go. No food, no nothing. If we have TV in a room, we have to hide it. People come in to the houses. It was terrible, terrible, terrible. We left. 1968, I left. And me and lots of friends.
And so the United States it was behind these replacing the instability.
Oh yes, United States. Till when this Saddam Hussein's government he came 1968, they know they are very educated. This now they are the one in the government. They are Sunnah, modern, educated, very educated, and they know what they're gonna do. They told for American embassy, we don't want you here. They left. When they left, they start build the country, you know, and they are very organized, very educated, and the national the oil. They start building hospital, school, freeway over there is better than here in the United States. And he brings system from France for children, for women, and each child money every month, food in the school. They fix the school. It was educated, free college, free book.
I want to remind people that you're listening to Marie, which is not her right name. I can understand why she doesn't want to use her name, given the state of things in the United States right now. We're at March 18th here, 2003, and Marie is talking about Iraq, where she's from.
This country is built from refugees. And it's a good, great country. And I want to tell you, wherever it's going on in the Middle East is because Israel. If it was Israel not create, we don't have those problems. Because Israel, they want to control from Nile to the Freder. Yeah, and they want to take all those. You know, and the Israel, they control here. They control senator. They control Congress, they control White House, State Department. All this behind this war is Israel behind this war, not American people. And the media here also is with Israel. Any Congress he vote against Israel next election, they pay $1 million against him, they take him off. Mm-hmm. Yes, like Pete McCloskey, like Paul Finley, yeah, is Israel. What's going on all Middle East? Because they see, look what's going on, what they are doing to Palestinians for 50 years. 50 years. They are killing, torturing, taking their home, taking their land. And where is the United States? What they talking about democracy? When they said we deliberate Kuwait. Kuwait is a part of Iraq. The English, they came, they put line, they give the Kuwait for one family, that Sabah family. For us, is Kuwait now invaded by United States? Kuwait is belong to Iraq. It not belong to one family. And also the Kuwaiti people, you know, I hear 60% of Kuwaiti people, they are not buying American product because they are against their all those Gulf area, the people, they hate their government because United States, they put those government. They don't want them. They don't want them. Anyone he come like Saddam, like Nasser, he wanted the national, the country, to fix the country. United States, they don't want him. This government, he came, he organized everything, educate people. If she has children, government pay for babysitter for her children to go learn. The women in Iraq, before, you know, that culture, they want a boy. But now the women, they think they want only healthy baby. because they are coming baby without hand, without leg, without eyes, without hair. And also north of Iraq, too far from the south, the children, they are coming without hand or something wrong with them. And now the women, they're scared to have a baby.
Yeah. So they depleted uranium.
Yes, depleted uranium, because United States, what they put there. And also when they talk about poison gas in Halabja, it's all lie. Never it was Kurdish Iranian in Halabja. And there is paper, white paper they call it in Pentagon. Go check those paper, you know. And it was the time the war started, Iranian, they start bombing the border, the small town. Iraqi, they move all the small town inside the Iraq. The Halabja was a Kurdish from Iran, because the same time it was war between Iran and Iraq, United States, they was giving up into Kurdish Iranian, Kurdish Iraqi, to bother the government more, to make more mess. And the Iranian, they was attacking their Kurdish. The Kurdish, they came in Halabja. And Iran, they bombed those in Halabja. And it was studied international, in Pentagon, in Turkey, everywhere. It was studied. Never they find poison gas there. It's lie. It's never they find, no. And they never, it's a small town. From where they bring 5,000 people live in Halabja. It's a small town in the border. And those Kurdish, it was Iranian. And Iran, they attacked them because there was fighting government. This is the policy of the United States. They use Kurdish all the time, tool. They go for where is the minority. And Iraq is seven language in Iraq, you know. And they go, where is the most minority? They make mess over there, like they are doing in Iraq. And you know, in United Nations, I don't know which year, go to internet, maybe you find it, they give reward for Saddam because he take care of his literacy in his country, no more. Before Gulf War, before it was the most educated people, Iraqi people. And now they are destroying it. And now they're going to go for this war again. They're going to go take this government. They're going to bring somebody not educated, and every 6 months change the government. To control the oil, United States and Israel. Israel now, they are prepare pipe, they say. Prepare pipe for oil, for water. Look at who's behind the bush. Who they are. Israeli lobby.
This is very interesting, Marie. I'm really, really glad we're talking. And you certainly present a different point of view than even that we hear in the so-called independent media oftentimes. So I'd just like to know real quick what you would advise people to do inside the United States, since that's where we are.
Change the government. We take all Israeli lobby out, all of them, because they are destroying our policy. Whole world, they hate us. Whole world, they hate us because this policy created by Israeli lobby in this country and Christian Zionists too. You know what? We travel from France to Greek to Athens to Turkey. Nobody travel with a car. Nobody was stopped. Only the one that have American passport. The other European, nobody was stopped. Yeah.
Okay, well, I'm sorry to say our time is up and we could talk a lot more. Thank you very much for doing this interview, Marie, from Iraq and living in Northern California. And my name's Sue Supriano. Thanks for listening. If you're interested in ordering a copy of the show you just heard, write down the following information. The email is sue@suesupriano.com. That's sue@suesupriano.com. sue@suesupriano.com. If you need a telephone number, it's 510-883-1979. That's 510-883-1979. Thanks.